The Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, will this morning seek Cabinet approval for emergency legislation so that asylum seekers who have arrived through Northern Ireland can be returned to the UK. This follows a High Court ruling that the designation of the UK as a safe third country doesn't comply with EU law. The Minister has said that more than 80% of those applying for asylum here were travelling through the north. However, the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, said this was not based on statistics or on a database, but on a sense from justice officials. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice has said there were no removals of asylum seekers to the UK over the past 3 years. In a statement, it said that while an arrangement has been in place since Brexit, Ireland has not yet returned any admissible applicants to the UK. This, it said, was because of a suspension of returns during COVID, followed by a legal challenge. The British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is adamant that he's not interested in an agreement with this country and will not accept returns while France refuses to take back asylum seekers who travel from there to the UK. Now, a short time ago, on her way into Cabinet, Helen McEntee spoke to reporters and she was asked if, given Mr Sunak's comments, the proposed legislation could be effective.
So this morning I will bring forward legislation. What this will do will enable us to redesignate the UK as a safe country for the purpose of returns. We have an arrangement in place with the UK. It's been in place post-Brexit and since COVID, but it hasn't been in effect because of the High Court ruling. What I'm doing with this legislation is addressing the High Court ruling and making sure that we close any loopholes that currently exist. We have to be able to return people to the UK, but there is an arrangement in place. We've been working with the UK and I don't expect that that will change. This is one of a number of measures that I'm bringing forward and that I have been doing to make sure that we have an immigration system that's firm but fair. Most importantly, fast processing has already seen any country designated under this, the numbers drop significantly. We have had returns in the past, but this is a separate arrangement that was put in place since Brexit. So we have had to engage with the UK and it's really important that we engage with the UK post-Brexit to make sure that we have arrangements in place. It has not been effective because of COVID and because of this High Court ruling, but we cannot have a loophole or a system where we cannot effectively return people. Despite comments that have been made, this arrangement is already in place. We have been working with the UK and I look forward to continuing working with the UK to making sure that we prevent any type of abuses of the common travel area and that we work together in that effect. And irrespective of comments that have been made, it has not been made clear to me that we won't continue to work with each other. And that's the way that I'm operating here. Our relations are strong and they need to be. We have extremely close connections and ties between Ireland and the UK. We have arrangements in place when it comes to migration, separate to other countries, and that is because of our close ties, because of the common travel area. And we will continue to work through any issues that arise. I look forward to meeting my counterparts in the coming weeks where we will address this issue, but many others as well, and I don't expect that to change. This meeting will happen in the coming weeks and we've already spoken about rearranging it. So this is not about anybody snubbing anybody. We are working collectively together and I think that's the approach that always needs to be taken. We have extremely close ties here.
And that was Justice Minister Helen McEntee speaking to reporters there just before 8 o'clock on her way into that cabinet meeting. We can talk now to Nick Henderson, who's the Chief Executive of the Irish Refugee Council. Can we look first of all at this 80% figure? We've had Helen McEntee saying one thing, Micheál Martin appearing to say something else. Does the figure ring true to you?
No, it doesn't. And we said as such. Minister McEntee made the figure in passing in the Justice Committee last week. To us, that sounds too high. 80% is extremely high. And it's important to note that just because a person has not applied for protection at an airport, for example, Dublin Airport or at a port, it does not automatically mean that the person has crossed the border from Northern Ireland. A person may also apply for asylum after a change in conditions in their country. For example, we've been working with people from Gaza who need to apply for asylum. So to us, it sounds high. And until the department publishes its methodology and workings on this, it remains to be seen as to whether it's accurate. That being said, though, there is no doubt that the purposeful dysfunction in the UK's asylum system, which is extremely serious, unprecedented efforts, and it's now in law to limit access to the asylum process in the UK, has had a consequence on people coming here. There's no doubt about that, I believe.
So you do believe then that there has been an increase in the number of people arriving from the north and seeking asylum in the south because of the Rwanda policy?
Yeah, I do believe that. Yeah, it's important to note that the Rwanda policy is just one part of the Illegal Migration Act. That act makes it nearly impossible to lodge an application for asylum in the United Kingdom. The United Nations Refugee Agency in London, which has a high threshold for comment on these issues, stated that that act is in effect a ban on asylum in the UK. There's various provisions in that act that are yet to be commenced, but when they will be commenced, and we expect that to be soon, even in a matter of days or weeks, it would make it extremely difficult, if not impossible, to lodge an application for asylum. So in a way, it's not a surprise at all that some people, we don't know how many, would not feel safe in the UK but would move to Ireland.
So as you understand it then, what will be in this legislation being brought to Cabinet by Helen McEntee this morning?
Yeah, so first of all, that legislation would have to surmount the issues identified by Justice Phelan in her decision of March of this year. It's a long decision, and in that she didn't necessarily find that the UK was unsafe. She found that the methodology used by government to designate the United Kingdom was unsafe.
Right, so the ruling wasn't specifically about Rwanda, it was about Irish law and EU law.
Exactly. Now, she did make two important comments there. One is that she recognised that the two applicants in that case had a personal risk of removal to Rwanda, but because she found the designation unlawful for other reasons, she didn't feel it necessary to even consider the consequence of those two applicants being removed to Rwanda. It sounds like we're splitting hairs, but there is an important difference. Then that legislation would have to surmount the issues in Justice Phelan's decision. Then, and this is really important to note, a return order to the UK would still have to meet the various requirements that are in Section 21 of the International Protection Act. The Department of Justice would have to show that a person has sufficient connection to the United Kingdom, and that could be things like time spent in the country, family connections and cultural connection. They would have to show that the person would be readmitted, and that's entirely unclear based on what Rishi Sunak has said yesterday and also Sunday, I believe.
Right, so sounds as though this would be an extremely cumbersome process.
It is. It's set out in law and has been set out in law. This is a new piece of legislation post-Brexit. It was placed into the Withdrawal of the United Kingdom Act, and it amends the International Protection Act. It's also worth noting that if somebody comes from the UK and the Department of Justice wish to apply this law to that person, they would find the application inadmissible, and that's an appealable decision to the International Protection Appeals Tribunal, appealable on the papers. One final point around the UK as well, mm-hmm. is that the Department of Justice must be sure that the person can request refugee status in the country they're being returned to. And as I say, based on the Illegal Migration Act and the Rwanda policy, that's also unclear.
Mm. There has, though, been a significant rise, as we know, in the number seeking asylum here. I mean, I was looking at the figures for the week ending the 21st of April. The figure was 378. That was more than three times the number for the same week last year. Can you understand why the government is keen to return some people to the UK if it can?
Yes, of course. I do understand that. Another way of looking at this is that Ireland is now bordering a non-European Union country, that it has in effect gone rogue on its commitments under refugee law. What the Illegal Migration Act does is unprecedented in trying to limit access to the asylum process in the UK. If the UK took its responsibilities under refugee law seriously, this wouldn't happen and people would stay in the UK. But until and unless there's either a change of government in the UK or and when that act is repealed, which Labour have said they would do, this situation unfortunately could continue.
Nick Henderson, thank you for talking to us this morning.